This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All this time, Porter, everything you've done, everything you've said, I've heard all about. So you've made some remarks in the past about when is Papa Fritz going to be here. Papa Fritz is here.
Cast episode 43, where we're looking at World Class Championship Wrestling, episode 56 on January 22nd, 1983. And I'm with Kelly Nelson and John.
Doing great, brother.
Cool. Johnny.
Oh, I'm fine.
Awesome. And you know what? We open up and we get a match from the Star Wars show.
Yeah.
Of Kevin Von Erich versus King Kong Bundy. No territories. You didn't get the big matches from the big shows on your TV, did you?
Well, what do you mean? WWF or?
Well, not really.
Not like definitely not WWF. Definitely not Crockett. Definitely not. Memphis would toss a few.
But they'd be in like clip form. Though.
Yeah.
But not generally. Just Watts.
Yeah, I mean, and even that, you would just don't, for most part, you'd get a good TV match, but not a whole
right.
Oh, well, show.
Got it. Yeah,
because you're watching Power Pro show.
So
the World Class is completely different than a lot of the territories when they were, you know, showing their big matches, because most of them never did because they wanted you to buy a ticket. So I always found that dynamic interesting.
They've got space to fill.
Good point. What do you think of this match there, Kelly? Kevin Von Erich, King Kong, Reunion Arena, Star Wars 82.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting this. I didn't think we were getting any more matches from the Star Wars card, so that was a great surprise. These guys feuded pretty much throughout the entirety of 1982. Kevin, I think he got a Christmas present. It was a giant cape.
His capes in wrestling.
Yeah, I like capes too.
I'm going to wear a cape, man. That's my thing. I like that. Kevin Von Erich in a cape. You know, that's his flair.
It's nice, but I don't think he had it before this show. I don't recall Kevin wearing a cape.
It's his Christmas cape, Kelly.
Yeah, it was maybe Fritz was like, because Fritz wore the cape.
Boy, I got the cape.
Yeah. So he said, yeah, you're at the right age now, Kevin. Here's your cape. And Merry Christmas. No swastika on this cape, though, thankfully. Anyway, Bundy's introduced as Devastation Incorporated. He is Devastation Incorporated.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's nobody else, just Bundy.
It's all very confusing.
It is. Like, it seems like they had an idea when they had Bundy introduce Devastation Incorporated. Then, I don't know, it kind of just didn't go anywhere.
Well, no, it's the idea is still the same. It's the explanation of the idea is leaving something to be desired.
Yeah, it's confusing as all hell. I like this mat. There was good mat work with Struggle. Some stiff exchanges, and that's something you'll always get from a Kevin Von Erich match, that's for sure. Bundy doing the King of the Mountain was good stuff, with Kevin trying to get back in the ring. I loved the near fall off the sunset flip by Kevin, where he went from the apron into the ring with it. Good struggle to get the claw on Bundy, too. And then at one point, Kevin kicked Bundy with a really stiff shot. And this was going places, and then we get David fucking Manning, of course, ruining this. First, Bundy pulls Manning in front of him as to use as a shield. And then, I think Kevin was coming off the top rope. And then, of course, Manning becomes, you know, another Von Erich and pulls Kevin away from a avalanche attempt by Bundy in the corner. And then DQs Bundy for the earlier part where he used him as a shield or used Manning as a shield. And yeah, it was a good match until the just utterly shitty finish to it. Yeah, it's too bad. Like I said, it was going places, and then it died a David Manning-induced death.
You know, I liked it, too, in aspects, but and I liked it because of what you were saying, how the exchanging holds, but it did feel like it lacked a narrative on where it was kind of going, but I did enjoy what they did, but it didn't feel like... It didn't feel like there was a great story to it, but I thought it was good, solid stuff. At this point, do you think Bundy has really done all he could in WCW? I mean, he's lost the title, job to Fritz, lost his hair.
What's everywhere.
Yeah, he's lost his hair, yeah, all over his body, I think. Yeah, he's been there for more than a year. But I mean, they have this angle with Devastation Incorporated going with them. But yeah, he's kind of treading water otherwise. Seems like kind of like he's sticking around. It's like, well, you can leave anytime. Oh, no, I'll stick around for another couple months.
Yeah, they'll get a bit offer somewhere.
Yeah, maybe that's who knows what was going on.
Yeah. Well, he's about to have a corporate takeover happen on him, and then he is going to be gone.
what you make of this match, Johnny?
Well, before we get to the match, holy shit, the opening credits in saying what's coming up on this show included this, and I'm not fucking kidding, and I don't know if you guys missed it. One of the attractions for the evening was David Manning, the number one referee. Or they called him the number one referee or something. And I'm thinking, wouldn't that be Bronco? Because in wrestling, the hierarchy of the number one referee is usually the older referee is the number one referee. But just that they have to say that or put it on TV in any form. Why? What the fuck? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But okay. But to the match... Loved it. Bundy versus Kevin, part 12, it feels like. but I love it. And it just, I don't give a shit if two guys feud forever if I enjoy their matches. Don't give a fuck. I love it. Especially that's why that's old school wrestling. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Tully Blanchard wrestle Dusty Rhodes. And I love them all, you know? And it's like as we're recording this, the NXT show is going on, and I'm seeing people online complain, like, can't believe they're doing another Ciampa Gargano match. What the fuck are you talking about? They're having one every 3 months. It's this giant long story. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You know, Bunny's wearing his long pants, Kelly, but it is Christmas, so it might be chilly in the fucking reunion arena.
Yeah.
You know, Mercer calls Kevin. He's like, he's literally the barefoot boy with cheek of tan. Like, oh, fuck you. You suck. Oh, saying shit like that while Kevin Von Erich is potatoing the fuck out of King Kong Bundy. They dumped Kevin Wright in Mark Lawrence's lap, which made him have feelings that he had to repress with Jesus. And then Bill Mercer, he misses the call that Bundy pulled Manning in front of him.
Yeah.
He says, he flat out blames him. He says, David Manning stepped right in front of him. David Manning ruined everything. It was fucking hilarious. And then maybe 2 minutes later, he goes, but it was great refereeing here by David Manning. And then when they announced what the DQ is, he calls the DQ for something else, for the over the top rope. And they announced the DQ. He has been DQ'd for pulling David Manning. I'm like, what the fuck with the David Manning on every, but why? But the match itself, I love it. I love watching these two guys stiff the fuck out of each other.
Fair enough. That leads us into that fucking god-awful Kerry Von Erich down.
Oh, boy.
Investigative journalist, Bill Mercer, has Kerry on the hot seat. And this is a fucking shit show. What do you think of this, Kelly? I mean, Johnny.
Okay, hold on. So, yeah, Kerry's in the studio. Nice coat, Kerry. It's like Grizzly Adams fucking fur coat.
Fur coat.
I was so mad what happened. I went out hunting, killed me a bear, and made a coat out of him. And then he's talking about what happened to him. And he goes, oh, you know what? After, you know what happened? I'm lucky I'm not dead. And I'm not touching it, but it made me uncomfortable. You know, and then he says, you know, here's the worst part about it. You know, right before the match, I called home. And my mom. And I said, Mom, I could do it. I could do it. I could win the world championship, bring it home for you. And she goes, yes, son. That would be the best gift ever for your father. That's what he said. I was like, yeah, hey, I'm sure Doris doesn't give a shit. That's absolutely true. You know, Mom, I'm bringing you home the title. I don't care about the title. That's your father's deal, son. And then they're showing what happened. And they superimpose floating Kerry head in the corner. Like he's staring down like the sun on Teletubbies, all creepy. And like he's actually looking at it. And oh my God. And then he has to give the line. Well, you know, a guy like Michael Hayes, he doesn't have half the knowledge of a guy like David Manning. I'm like, what the fuck with the David Manning? And then he gets in the line, well, I've known this forever. That's how they were in Atlanta. I'm like, oh, okay. Are you kind of calling your brother David an asshole? He's like, fucking David, he knew how these assholes were. He was an asshole in Atlanta, too. And then he flat out tells them, I'm coming for you, and I'm going to cripple you. Oh, Kerry, that's harsh talk from the baby face. You're going to cripple him. Wow. This might be the king of all disasters of Kerry Von Erich segments I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrible. Kelly, what do you think of this fucking abortion
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was an all-time classic. So bad, it's good. Kerry promo. Just with the fur coat, you know. So ostentatious. It's a little too much, Kerry. You're the baby face. I don't know if you should be wearing something like that. You know?
Yeah, that's the Ric Flair robe. I mean, that's Joe Namath. I mean,
yeah, Joe Namath. Yeah, I
took it kind of like backwoods hillbilly shit, giant fur coat, you know, like cowboy.
No,
nah,
no, Johnny.
That looked pretty expensive. I think that was.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not expensive, but it had a rugged man tailoring to it.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't seem to fit with.
It doesn't fit with anybody.
Especially you
know, that would fit on Bad Dog Buzz Sawyer. That's you know.
I mean, he was probably making some good money at this time, and he wanted to reward himself. But it just came off wrong. It was just a disaster. The floating head, all that. They replayed the cage door slamming on his head. I don't know how many times.
Can you rewind that? Can you rewind that? Well, give us a second.
And this is why you needed David Manning out to explain it.
Yeah. Kerry, I mean, the ladies loved him. He was a big star, but Jesus.
You know what? That little David Manning explaining is like, here's the explanation. Nobody gives a shit down here. We love him, and every chick wants to fuck him. Don't matter.
That's true. That's basically what
Fair
it was.
Enough.
He could say Fair anything. Enough. He could say anything and it wouldn't matter, basically. Unreal.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, along with Main Event, Survey Says, the Monday Night Wars, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, as well as Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver special network podcasts and pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Match of the Week podcasts, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Through the Years, Worldcast, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Center Stage, and Letters from Kayfabe, plus much more. And on our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as Talkin' Pop, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, NBA Team, PTBN Play, Sunday Groove, Breaking Balls, and Lucha Undead,
as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans
with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversations, Geek and Sassy, and Marvel Age Podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback today. All these shows, plus others, available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
That leads us into a Brian Adias with Kerry Von Erich in his corner, so he's not talking, so we're good. Versus Bam Bam Gordy. Kelly, what are you thinking? What's going on?
And then we get, yeah, we go from Kerry in the fur coat to now Kerry with straight out of the shower, apparently.
Yeah, it's him and Brian.
Dripping wet. I think, and if you look at Kerry, I think he was just totally stoned for this match. the look in his eyes, he just totally out of it. Gordy was great in this, though. First, just coming down to the ring in the cowboy gear, total badass, like, you know, from a movie. Slowly walking to the ring, slowly taking off his hat. Great. And yeah, and then he was also great at getting over Kerry being at ringside and distracting him. You know, he kept, you know, complaining about it, throwing tantrums. This was just such a great performance by Gordy. But Brian Adias. Who cares? I don't know. I mean, yes, he has his fans, but Jesus, I don't
really.
Yeah, no, he's popular in 1983 Dallas, but
oh, okay. I thought you meant currently.
Oh yes, no, there shouldn't be any. Hayes shows up about 10 minutes into this. Slowly makes his way to the ring. And then, of course, Kerry snaps when he sees Hayes, goes after him. And this, all this distraction leads to Diaz succumbing to a pile driver. That Mercer, for the last few weeks, has been calling an atomic drop every time. I think he forgot the name, actually. Like, he forgot that it's called a pile driver. And he calls it an atomic drop. I don't know.
Terrible.
Oh, he gets a lot wrong.
Let's see. Yeah, this was, I mean, this was, like I said, I really enjoyed Gordy's performance in this. He's really great. He was so good as a pro wrestler. He's underrated for sure.
And some of that's not talked about here. That, I mean, it was mentioned on the show, I thought, commentating why I thought it was cool, is that the Von Erichs, the Freebirds want nothing to do with the Von Erichs, especially Kerry.
Yep.
That's why you the closest Kerry you get to a rematch or a match was seconding. So I thought they were laying the groundwork really well.
Oh, they won't. The Freebirds refuse to sign contracts to face any Von Erich. And I love it. It's awesome. That's more Dick Teason and all those slimy motherfuckers. They're like, no, we don't want to fuck with them. We're just going to slowly take over this territory. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great shit.
What did you make of it, Kelly? Oh, no, we already got your take on that. Then we leave. Then we go to the David Manning thing here, Johnny.
Hold on 1 second. Mercer, he called on the previous show in that Buddy Roberts match. He called a neck breaker a spinning suplex head drop. Oh my god! But
he's like Matt Stryker of his generation.
Yeah. But as far as the Gordy Diaz match, When Gordy's coming out, because the whole point was they announced this to begin with, that Kerry's going to be Brian's second and Hayes is going to be second. And Gordy comes out without Hayes, and you hear him yell, "I don't need no second." And Bill isn't addressing it, of course, which is great because it's like, oh, where is he? You know, he's supposed to be there. Bill himself said he was going to be there. And now he's not addressing it. Instead, he's saying, "Ooh, Kerry is loosening his robe." And I'm like, oh, come on. and they both in yellow. Poor Renesto. They're like, Brian and Diaz is like, I think I want yellow. And Kerry's like, yeah, let's do yellow. Renesto, are you fucking kidding me? Well, hold on a second. I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. You're making me get to this. I'm going to say, I don't want to talk about this fucking thing. I just wrote what,
you know,
why.
You're lying. You've been dying to talk about this.
No, not at all.
This has Joe written all over it.
You kidding me?
And again, it's hard to follow a Kerry fucking terrible interview.
No, I was wanting to talk more about Kerry Von Erich literally talking Brian Diaz through this match with Terry Gordy. He at one point yells for him to do a reversal, and the reversal happens immediately. It's hilarious. Kerry's totally helping him get through this match. You know, not to say take anything away from Gordy, but on Diaz. And I just remember more Manning. On the television, I'm like, he's ugly. Why? And the one thing I did pick up on was he says, now I've been listening to the Pritchard podcast, and one of the running jokes is that Michael Hayes says, "Well, I got an ideal," you know, instead of idea. And at one point, this David Manning says, he's like, "Well, at the time I thought it was a great ideal." And I'm like, wait, is that where that comes from? I have no idea. Just like, is that where that comes from? Because I was like, enough of David Manning. I can't take it anymore.
What about you, Kelly? What do you think about this? I personally thought he did a good job having it explain all this shit going on. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's the note I made, is that, yeah, it's too much David Manning. Way, 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 way too much. But, you know, they are getting over the story of the turn by Hayes and the whole cage match and all that. They're really doing a good job getting that over and selling the importance of what happened in the title match with Flair and Kerry. That's, you know,
I'm with
Manning.
You, agreed. I mean, this, yeah. I think it's worked very well on what they're doing. And they're, they're being obnoxiously twisting your arm to bring it home. And that's what they did, man. They were just on fire.
Yeah, they like, we watched all 1982, and they really, I mean, they had the Flair Carry storyline going throughout. But other than that, they didn't really, you know, nail anything over the head too much with angles and stuff. With the Freebirds, and they've gone 100% all in with it, and they're not being subtle at all. And it's a good job, because this is what's going to make a lot of money for them.
But why did Ric Flair insist on a rematch clause? That's thrown in here for some fucking reason. You know,
in case
like
he lost. You
want to rematch? He lost. You want?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Well, okay. I would say it's Kerry's last chance. It's his last chance, though. But
and then that, when we roll out of this thing, and we have David explaining it, and I thought the segment worked again, like what Kelly was saying, because they're putting the angle over. We get a Bundy interview, and then we get Bundy getting interviews himself, and Pentagon, and Bundy pretty much is Devastation Inc.
Yes.
He doesn't tell us who is in this group, but you know it's one that's going to be Skandar Akbar.
The man.
The man. Their vagueness here is pretty ridiculous. What'd you say, Johnny, though?
I didn't know Skandar Akbar was called the man. I just know who he's talking about, to be honest. You know, and then he reveals the other one later. But he's like, as of today, I am Devastation Incorporated. And there's going to be more. Okay.
It was like almost like, I'm not sure. Like, maybe the original plan was for Gary Hart to take over and be the lead manager here.
Yeah,
but I think when he left the company, they weren't quite sure who they're going to get. But they ended up obviously getting Skandar Akbar. But
right. At
the time, I don't know if they had planned that they knew who exactly was going to take the place.
Well, I think it's a bit more of even what's actually happening is like the Hart's gone. I assume, God, please mean that Hussein is gone too. And they got to switch this. They're basically just turning H&H into Devastation Incorporated is how this starts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I'm viewing it anyway.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like Hart's gone. They're like, well, we just need a new name and a new manager.
Yep. What's your take, Sonny Kelly?
Yeah, it's confusing. Like I said before, I think, yeah, they had a different idea when it started. And then probably you guys are right. Yeah. Hart was going to be involved and now he's gone. So they kind of, they're doing a bit of stalling on this, but then, and now it seems like, yes, they've got a direction, but it's still confusing because Bundy was introduced as being Devastation Incorporated and he's not King Kong anymore. He's Devastation Incorporated Bundy.
Mercer doesn't do anything to help this situation.
I think, that's right. Mercer made it even more confusing because I was totally confused. And then it seemed like they changed course mid-match or by the end of the match. So it's Bundy versus the Samoan. That's the main event tonight, folks.
It's in any arena, Jess.
Yes. I just thought the Samoan was already gone. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've always liked him, so I mean,
he's perfectly fine. It's just we haven't seen him in quite some time.
Maybe he went home because he was in his native garb finally.
Yes. Mark Lorenz announces him with the least amount of enthusiasm as possible. From Samoa, the Samoan.
Yeah.
He's done it before. I never not laugh at that. I never not crack up at from Samoa, the Samoan. That's the funniest thing.
And then, and also clue that we thought it would be Gary Hart as manager. the great Kabuki is the next person on the list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this was a total squash, by the way. The Samoans got exactly zero offense in. Yeah, so Bundy references the man in his post-match promo. So there's two people, right? So the man is going to be Skandar Akbar.
Right.
And his partner is the Great Kabuki. That's revealed at the end.
Yeah,
it was kind of confusing again.
Well, this is what all of the confusion boiled finally down to. Out of nowhere, there's all this confusion. What the fuck does this mean? And then they finish with, the man has come in and he's brought in the Great Kabuki, and we are all now Devastation Incorporated. I'm like, okay, good. Yeah, there's a pile of shit you had to fix because Hart took off. And you did it, and now it's settled, you know. And it's going to grow into something really entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. It just was confusing as all fuck to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. The episode was, I thought it was going okay, but it really ended on a whimper, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, Bundy against the Samoan, that's a weird choice.
Well, Bundy also addressed the fact that they showed that Bundy match to kick off the show, because the show was kicked off hot. The show was kicked off hot and ended cold, which is okay. That's the way you're doing the show this week. And but Bundy's like, look, I noticed that you showed that, so that's all that's not going to happen anymore. And I was like, oh, that's a nice touch.
Yeah, and then Bundy, then he says Kabuki's going to be the first member or second member, which again kind of teases the Gary Hart thing. Yeah, it's a whimper. I don't know. Anything else you want to add, guys?
I just think... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't really have much else. I enjoyed the Christmas night match with Bundy and Kevin.
I did too.
And then, of course, Carrie's crazy ass fur coat interview, and then
it definitely has this Russell Kraft moment.
Gordy was great. It reminded me why Gordy was such a great wrestler.
The way Gordy attacks those ropes never fails to make me think that shit's gonna break.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, special talent.
Kelly, anything you want to plug?
No, not today.
Johnny?
No, not this week.
All right. Follow me on Twitter at Titus of Wrestling. And everyone, have a great week and see you later.
My heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you. Texas with you, like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.